The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Continuing America's love affair with comedy and those lovable characters that made us laugh. We now go back to the early days of radio comedy and our imaginations with our featured comedy presentation.
The Comedy Kingdom was among the earliest form of radio comedy and variety programs. Originally titled the Blue Monday Jamboree, it was first heard on air in the late 1930s on CBS Radio, with singer Elvia Allman as the host. Her longtime good friend Lindsay McHarry, on the other hand, was the director and producer. The show, which had a total of 39 15-minute episodes, featured comedy skits, musical performances, drama, and a whole lot more. Now let's join this week's rare episode of The Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, you big brawny athletes and you girls of the open faces. A royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. This session, we're entertaining sports. That is, I mean, our subject is sports. You know, games, frolics, and pastimes. Now, your only ticket admission is a good hearty laugh. And the only thing you have to check at the gate is a frown. As monarch of this realm of mirth, I command my yodelers three to step forth.
A good trick if they can do it.
What sport dost thou most enjoy?
Golf, your majesty.
Now yes, for this golf. Week's episode of the Halls of Ivy.
Oh, well, I remember my last round. I asked my caddy how he liked my game, and he said he guessed my game was all right, but he still preferred golf. Sing, boy.
He was a stylish, handsome chap, had the world right in his lap. His manners and his smile were simply charming. His clothes were always neat, quite successful in the street. His life was so completely quite alarming.
And then he took up golf. Now he wanders round at night, only waiting till it's light, so he can take his clubs and start to play. Costs him plenty every time, when he wins it's just a dime. His bankroll's getting slimmer every day. He wears socks of baby blue, ties and shirts of every hue. His color scheme would make a bluebird scoff. Some friends should take a rifle, for he's an awful rifle ever since he took up golf.
He was a wonderful family man, doing all a husband can to keep his wife and children awfully happy. He lived for them alone, never left his own hearthstone, just an all-American happy.
And then he took up golf. Now at night his family wait, cook is sore, the dinner's late, and often now he doesn't come at all.
sleepy Pam's his caddy. He's quite a different daddy ever since he took up golf. There are niblicks everywhere, and the sand is in his hair ever since he took up golf.
Well, well, if it isn't Al K. Hall coming in with a baseball bat, a golf club, fishing rod. Why, Al, where have you been?
Been fishing, hunting, played golf and baseball.
Well, tell me, of hunting, fishing, golf and baseball, which sport do you like the best?
Swimming.
Swimming?
Yes, that's my favorite pastime, outside of running.
Can you swim?
Can a duck swim? I mean, can a swim duck? I got a medal for swimming. I used to be a lifeguard once. Only once.
Tell me, how'd you get that medal?
I got that for saving a woman that weighed 350 pounds.
Do you mean to tell me that you saved a woman that weighed 350 pounds?
Sure, but I had to make two trips.
Two trips? Why?
She lost her false teeth.
Tell me, how are you on golf?
Golf? Now you're talking. You know Bobby Jones?
Yes.
You know Walter Hagen?
Yes.
Lawson Little?
Yes.
George Farnell?
Yes.
Well, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Pretty good. They're four of the greatest golfers in the world.
Well, they can beat me.
Well, I hope you're a better hunter than you are a golfer.
Now you're talking when you speak about hunting. You know, I had the funniest experience while duck hunting.
Is that so? Tell me about it.
It was this way. One day I took my dogs and my rusty rifle.
You mean your trusty rifle?
I know what I mean. Rusty rifle. I walked about 100 miles. My dogs got very tired.
Oh, why didn't you leave them behind?
How can I walk without my feet?
Oh, I thought you meant your hunting dogs.
Never mind what I mean. Please, don't interrupt me.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, finally I came to a big lake. There were thousands upon thousands of ducks swimming in the lake. I raised my gun to take aim, waiting for the ducks to start to fly. Because, you know, a good sport always waits to get his ducks on the rise.
That's fine.
When all of a sudden I noticed it getting colder and colder, I took a look at my thermometer. You know, I always carry one in case I get lost. And it read 50 below zero. Where before the ducks were swimming in the water, there they were, the lake frozen fast, with the prisoners in the ice. Was I astounded? Was I amazed? I got so excited, I pulled both barrels.
I suppose you're going to tell me that with one burst you killed 5,000 ducks.
No. The ducks got scared and flew away with the lake.
Poor Al. He's still under the impression that a gamble on the green is a game of roulette. Where's the Crown Princess of Melody? Where's Princess Mabel Todd?
Oh, hello.
By the way, what do you know about sports?
Well, my brother Lamb is a hop, skip, and jump champion.
Oh, that's interesting. A hop, skip, and jump champion,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, boy. He hops his hotel bill, skips out of town, and jumps the first freight car he sees. Yeah, we're all Marty Sporky in our family. My Uncle Led Puss Todd, he's a wonderful diver, Queeneroo.
A diver?
Yep, last year in New York, he made a wonderful dive into the ocean. He ain't come up yet. We're expecting to hear from him, though, any day now.
Well, is there any particular sport that you yourself pursue?
Yeah, well, singing is my favorite sport.
Singing a sport?
Yeah, run the scale, punch my notes, and swing every bar.
Well, Mabel, how about getting a little athletic for us right now?
Okay, Queeneroo. Going tonight.
you smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're transferring control from the Court of Mirth to the broadcasting booth down at Palapa Bowl, where a game of football is in progress.
Well, folks, here we are up in the broadcasting booth. We're looking forward to a great game. The players are ready. It won't be long now. They're lining up. Here they go. Salvatore Sante is going to kick off. Here you are. The ball's in the air. Stick for the violin. Back 5, 10, 15 yards. And on the 30-yard line, it's first down and 10 bars to go. They're lining up. I think it's going to be a pass. No, no, no. It's a long run by the piano. There they go again. Look, look. He's off. He's off. Uh-oh, the drummer's penalized 15 yards for unnecessary roughness. Another long run. He's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. Oh, I don't know what's happening down there in that field. Uh-oh, there's a big hole in the brass section. Somebody ought to get through. Yep, he did. The cello makes 3 bars. Another penalty. The drummer's penalized 15 yards for holding. Uh-oh, that trombone sure has a great offensive. Saxophone's offside. Time out. I think somebody's injured. No, I guess not. He's just out of breath. Probably playing too hard. Well, time in. Substitution. The flute's going out. The tuba's coming in. Fourth down and 2 to go. As you know, the score was made by Santa. They're in a huddle. They're out. They're lining up. I think they're going to kick. Yes, I'm right. They're going to kick. Yeah. Ball's in play again. Signal's over. Somebody missed his cue. Xylophone's got it. Look at him go. He's away. He's away. Look at him zigzag. Oh, boy, what a run. He was run out of bounds. Held for no gain. There they go again. They're lining up. The trombone's got it. Look at him dodge. Oh, what a play. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards. Maybe it's a first down. It looks like he's going to make it. Will he make it? I don't know whether he's going to make it or not. Wait a minute. He made it! And the game's over!
You gotta be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.